The 5th Annual Capital City Film Festival is underway in Lansing this week. One of the marquee events pairs classic silent film and classical music, courtesy of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Symphonic cinema takes place at the Lansing Center this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and admission is free. Toledo Symphony resident conductor Jeffrey Pollock has the honors to lead the LSO. WKAR's Peter Wharf caught up with Jeffrey for a description of some of the sights and sounds in store on Saturday.
What is going to be heard are some really excellent orchestral masterpieces from the orchestral catalog. There's pieces that are going to be familiar to many listeners' ear, even the casual listener. Pieces like Night on Bald Mountain, people will know from the old movie Fantasia. And there's also music from Edvard Grieg, Hall of the Mountain King. Sibelius's famous work, perhaps most famous work, Finlandia, is being played. And then there's also some selections from Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. This is the music that the orchestra will be playing. If those names aren't household names, perhaps neither will be the images that are on the screen. This is a fascinating collaboration. What's going to be on the screen is a number of silent films. As people may know, when silent films were shown for the first time, there was no sound, and organists or orchestras had to provide the musical mood. Well, in this case, the Lansing Symphony is going to be providing the musical mood for these classic movies. And some of the movies that are going to be shown, or segments from the movies, are 1922 German expressionist film Nosferatu. This was the first real vampire movie that had ever been made. The original Phantom of the Opera, starring Lon Chaney Sr. There's also selections from, there's some humorous moments. There's a bit of Charlie Chaplin. There's some bits from a Buster Keaton movie, perhaps his most well-regarded film called The General. And then there's selections from D.W. Griffith's film, and then some Fritz Lang, and also one of the earliest movies that had ever been made, a film directed by a French filmmaker named Georges Méliès that was called A Trip to the Moon.
Yes.
And that was produced in 1902. So all of these black and white silent films with live orchestral accompaniment.
Very cool. And the music that you've described is just perfect when you marry these with these classic films. It's some of the most cinematic music of the classical music repertoire.
Extremely evocative images. I'm really excited to see how the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and Phantom of the Opera sequence are going to line up with Night on Bald Mountain. In my mind, I can see it and hear it perfectly, but it will be nothing in comparison with the film images right above our heads.
Can you talk about your planning and rehearsal process at this point?
Absolutely. I'm going to arrive at the venue a little, probably about an hour or so before rehearsal, and check with the person whose job it is to press the buttons behind stage for the video sequencing to make sure that we're right in line, and to talk through all the technical parts of things as far as the visuals go. And then I will rehearse with the Lansing Symphony, and we will go through all of our technical things, how loud we're supposed to play, how fast, how beautifully, all that sort of stuff. And then we will have time with the orchestra for us to come together, and then I imagine we'll do a run-through, maybe, hopefully, if there's time, we might do two run-throughs of the orchestral music alongside the video to make sure that things are as perfectly in sync as is possible.
I can think of other films, like maybe other silent films, maybe like Battleship Potemkin, that is accompanied by music that was written. Well, there's some music written for it, but music that was written later that pairs perfectly. Do you have any other experiences like that or symphonic cinema that will be coming to Lansing?
There have been times where I have devised programs in my past where I have had, again, sort of silent movie images that have been paired with classical pieces of music. But what's interesting about this program is that these are the experts at this. This is a video design company, and their level of expertise in terms of figuring out pieces of music and exact pieces of film that would match really kind of to the second, the drama of the movies with the drama of the music, it's going to likely outclass anything I've done in the past. I've done things to have representative silent movie images and music that would go with it, and to be able to demonstrate for people how music can significantly change an audience's experience. But I think the level of finesse that people are going to see in this performance is going to be quite remarkable.
It seems like silent film and classic music, or classical music, let's just say great music, always seems to come back, to always be resurgent with both viewing and listening audiences. Why do you think that is?
I think we like to have all of our senses appealed to us at the same time. It's, for some of us, it's strange to shut our eyes and to just think about and listen to the music. And I think for some people, watching silent movies is sort of strange. They don't expect to not hear anything at all. They're looking at the images and they're waiting for somebody to talk. They're waiting for something to happen. So I think that the pairing of silent movies and orchestral music is natural, and it appeals to people now because it's what we're used to. We're used to having images accompanying music, which, of course, at the dawn of cinema, was not what people were used to. They were interested in, they just sometimes saw the images if there were no musicians around to play. So I think, given our current art climate, that we expect nothing less. We expect the music, we expect the images, and I think that these particular images and these particular pieces of music go hand in glove.
Jeffrey Pollock is resident conductor of the Toledo Symphony Orchestra. He will be here in Lansing this weekend to conduct the Lansing Symphony Orchestra in symphonic cinema at the Lansing Center. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.